What if the most powerful thing in your country is not the person you elect, but the machine that stays, no matter who you elect? Prussia built that machine, and the man who studied it saw exactly where it leads. We fight over who wins the election. Max Weber argued it barely matters, because under every elected face sits the same vast, permanent expert apparatus, and that is where modern power really lives. He admired it. He also called it a cage. He was right both times. So where does the machine come from? Prussia in the 1700s. In 1723, the soldier king, Frederick William I, fused his scattered offices into one centralized engine, the General Directory, and tore out birthright for a startling new rule: careers open to talent. Why did that change the world? Because Prussia was the first state to treat the civil service as a profession, to hand out office by examination, and to open it, in principle, to any citizen. Every modern government you have ever lived under is a copy of that template. What did Weber see in it? A new kind of power. Not loyalty to a king, not the weight of tradition, what he called rational legal authority. You obey the office, not the man. The rules are written, impersonal, the same for everyone. The most efficient instrument for governing ever devised. And what's wrong with efficient? You can't get out. Weber called modern life an iron cage. Once a society runs on this machine, it cannot switch it off. The machine becomes indispensable, and it closes quietly around the people inside it. Total efficiency with no exit. Now, the property that should chill you. The apparatus, Weber wrote, is easily made to work for anybody who knows how to gain control over it. A well-ordered officialdom continues to function smoothly after the enemy has occupied the territory. The machine does not care whose hand is on the wheel. Did history ever test that? Brutally, in Weber's own country. The Nazis didn't smash the machine. In 1933, they passed a law to restore the civil service, purge the Jews, purge the disloyal, make everyone prove their bloodline. And the rest? They kept their desks. The same examined, expert bureaucracy then administered the new regime, its files, its forms, running straight on. The machine didn't resist. It was captured, cleaned out, and kept working. Here's the part we don't want to face. The bureaucracy is the one piece of the state your vote cannot reach. You change the driver every few years. The machine is the same machine. And that is a blessing, exactly as long as it's bound by law and you can contest what it does. The moment it isn't, competence stops being neutral. A perfect, expert apparatus that answers to no one but the hand on the wheel is the most powerful instrument of domination ever built. And it just sits there, running, waiting for an owner. So the next time you think you've fired your government, ask what you actually fired. You fired the driver. The machine, examined, expert, permanent, stayed. Which leaves the one question this whole series keeps circling: not how we pick the experts, whether anything we do can make the machine answer to us instead of simply to whoever next picks up the keys.